For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New legal papers show President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who offered what he called political synergy with the Trump election campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas for tax evasion and paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen as he's been providing useful information into his Russia probe. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Robert Lynn.
Mueller says basically if it was my case alone, this is what I would recommend. But it's not my case alone. You should give credit for his cooperation in my case by making the second sentences concurrent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The death of a Ventura County sheriff last month was a result of friendly fire. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The sheriff's sergeant was one of 11 victims in a Southern California bar shooting last month, died from friendly fire. Ventura County Sheriff Bob Ayoub says Sergeant Ron Helis was struck 5 times by gunman David Long, but he might have survived those.
I'm deeply saddened to inform you that Sergeant Helis was also struck by a 6th bullet, which we now know through forensic analysis by the FBI's crime laboratory, was fired from the CHP officer's rifle. Tragically, that bullet struck vital organs and was fatal.
Long took his own life.
The National School Lunch Program will now allow some refined grains back onto the menus. The Department of Agriculture says the move gives flexibility to schools that are struggling to serve only whole grain-rich foods. The agency is also giving schools more time to reduce sodium on the menus. Flavored and low-fat milk will also be allowed in schools once again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards show. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Oscars are set for February 24th, the Academy has not yet announced a replacement host. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Center for Disease Control is reporting that more people have been hospitalized after consuming romaine lettuce. John Clemens reports.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include 2 people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.